It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, just like regular Nerd Talk, only 60 times longer and infinitely less accurate from 107.7 The End in Seattle. Hello there, I am Gregor. From the wasteland of Eastern Washington, he's our skin squatch and your fur daddy, but we can't stop calling him Tony Pizza. He's Brandon from the internet.
Tony Pizza.
I would kill for the nickname Tony Pizza.
Well, I think it just happened. That's what we just... I think I've produced the thing that you would kill for.
Amazing.
I think if you didn't have the mustache, I wouldn't be as into it, but I'm into it, so yeah.
Tony now, Pizza.
He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He went to a rocket launch and he slept through last week's episode. His call sign is Corndog One, but we call him Sleepy Siege.
Why is it my fault when Brandon was wearing socks and sandals at a golf course? And yeah, I'm gonna lash out at everyone now.
To be clear, we're not mad.
I know.
Gravy and I just
like to lash out.
Yeah, fair. I mean, I get it. That's the chaotic neutral in you, right?
Yes.
Is that what it is? Chaotic neutral? Is that what the
yes,
is?
Yes, yeah, yes.
Thank you. Gravy and I spent a half an hour just complaining about his wife, so it was like pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
And speaking of which, helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Gravy Gervin. So yeah, none of us is a scientist, engineer, one of us is a veteran. But if you are the first two things, let us know what we get wrong or perhaps what we get right. It's rare, but especially on this version. On normal Nerd Talk, maybe it happens from time to time. But if you can tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege in his sleep, go to nerdtalkplus.com, where we have received many sexy things, or at least many things, about the pod. And every week before we start, the day before, Siege says, I got a lot of stuff for the pod today. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, great, great, great. And then we get to the pod, and no. So yeah. I remember today. He made a hand signal at me to remember, and here we are. Siege.
Well, if you want to follow us or get in touch with us, you can go to nerdtalkplus.com, which takes you to our link tree that's got all of our contact information.
Well...
Everybody except for Gravy.
Yeah.
But you all know
where to find Gravy.
Yes, we all know where to find
Gravy. In the Navy. Navy aisle.
In the bottom aisle of the bucket. Or you can join us on Instagram, please do, at nerdtalkplus.com, all spelled out, which is where we get a majority of our messages.
Of course.
And just give us a follow, give us a share. Every little bit helps. We really appreciate every single bit of it. Let's see. We've got a couple of messages here, and this one wanted to leave themselves quote unquote anonymous if I were to read it on the show.
Gravy's wife, got it.
Good. Yes. I've been struggling with this for a while, but after last week's show and the shark egg video, I feel it necessary to bring up a concern.
Wait, hold on. What's the shark egg video? I already forget.
It's on the it's on Instagram, where you join us at nerdtalkplus.com, all spelled out. Yeah. And it's a shark egg video where I clipped it together with one of the wonderful people who shell along California, who found a shark egg, and they said that they have to store it someplace nice.
Oh, it looks like a spiral thing that you put in your butt. Yeah. Got it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And I offered to put it in my butt.
Yeah, of course.
So
the egg plug.
Yeah. Yes. Long story short, I have a good time listening to you three, but only recently did it dawn on me that the voice talking to me in my quote-unquote dreams for the last few months came from this podcast. I don't know if I'm happy, sad, or embarrassed to announce that Siege is the voice of Horny in my brain.
No one is surprised by this. No it's one like, on the show. No, like, no that, of course it's Siege. Siege is the voice, the horny voice in Brandon's wife's dreams. Like, it's like,
yeah, oh yeah.
For sure.
Everybody's wife's dreams. Okay, first of all. Yeah. I don't know why you had to single out Cage specifically.
Oh, because they're like, did you know they're tight? Like, they're like friends.
Yeah, they like chat on. They
yeah,
like
yeah, Cage doesn't talk to me. She thinks I'm an idiot like you. But yeah, she's like, everybody like has the.
Yeah, she spent like 3 minutes with us at Din Tai Fung. It was like, this is enough for me.
Yeah, for a lifetime.
I feel like somebody made a movie about this anonymous commenter's, like an Inside Out movie, you know, with all the emotions or all the different people inside the person. And it's just like all of these animated characters and then just live action Siege. It's like the best. That would have been a better Space Jam sequel. Instead of the Looney Tunes in cyberspace with LeBron James, it's just the Inside Out people, but with a live action Siege being horny as hell all the time.
That's, you know, that would, and it would be accurate too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. And you're also welcome.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a little bit under the weather, as like I believe all of us are this week.
Yeah, I've got COVID. I'm positive for COVID right now. So if anyone wants to make out and get COVID and miss some work or whatever, and I might be here for you if you are. Brandon's raising his hand. Okay, if you're Brandon, we're making out. Mustache to mustache.
I have equine herpes, so.
Yeah. Just gonna let that sit.
So yeah, just wanted to let it sit. Just wanted to let it just drop that fish right in your lap and let you deal with it. Also, Aaron writes, I am on a farm in North Wales, and after Greg mentioned a peeing cicada tree on a recent episode.
Oh yeah.
I realized the ASMR of all the cows peeing together in the morning is heaven. Like a warm waterfall of peace as I walk into the cold fog. Okay. Thank you, Aaron.
At least they're out of the trees.
Yeah, right.
I'm just glad that we're hitting our target audience of farmers in northern Wales.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh,
that's awesome.
At least we are targeting Wales.
So. Yes.
Hey, yes. There it is. Welcome to Nerd Talk Plus.
he's like, wait, a podcast about Wales? I'm in. No.
Sir, this goes wrong in many directions.
And let's see. This one was a great one. This one is in response to our Bang, Marry, Kill from a couple episodes back. Victoria Ortiz writes, listen, I know I'm very late to this, but regarding the...
We're late to reading the comment. Don't worry, Victoria.
It's okay. We're right on time as far as we're concerned.
Yeah.
We have the correspondence of a Civil War veteran.
Yeah. No, I'm the agent officer to the agent affairs of Indian Affairs, General Wham of 1870s, writing a letter that takes 3 months to get across the country, of course.
Yeah.
When will my husband return from war?
He's dead.
Yeah.
If you're reading this, I have already been killed.
Regarding the F. Mary Kill, Thunberg versus Gerwig versus Fish, kill Thunberg. Make a martyr. Maybe save the planet following all the discourse. F. Gerwig, you may get a movie made about you, so that's fun. And then
you're marrying the fish.
Marry whatever the hell that piranha is. Listen.
It's a vegetarian piranha. The piranha looks like it has human teeth. It's creepy.
Listen, is the fish endangered? Is this fish living off government nonprofit funds? Sign me up. I'll be the leech to that piranha. Get a real nice house. Build that house. In a national park by a pond. I don't care. The fish doesn't know what's going on. It'll live a nice life. I'll get some greenies and regular dentist appointments. I don't
some
give a
greenies.
F. Please, the power dynamic is in my favor. Love that. No one is thinking long term, or I'm crazy. Either way, I'm locking in my answers that no one asked you for. You're welcome. Great.
Well, that's a great response. I never thought that anyone would say marry the fish. I felt like you could
the fish for the social benefits.
Yeah. Not in the eyes of God.
Yeah.
And the last one to wrap it all up is, not last but not least, Alicia in Aberdeen writes, are we ever going to see Gregor's dick pic?
What? Oh, because I sent one a while ago. Yeah, DM me and I'll consider it. NerdTalkPlus.com to find all our social medias.
And Gregor's dick pic.
No. I won't do that to you guys.
I'll put the link tree.
I try to keep the laughs on the pod, not outside of it, yeah. Okay? Like, wow. That's a lot that just happened right there.
Thanks, everybody. Really appreciate you reaching out to us.
All right. Well, it's that time of every 4 years where we get the Summer Olympics together. And this is the really interesting time, technologically speaking, for the Summer Games, because this is the first time I don't have cable and I'm consuming all of it via TikTok. Wow. And so all of the content I'm seeing from the Olympics is in like 4 to 71 second clips of the best action that happens from all of the events. I got to tell you, it's pretty excellent. I mean, I'm loving the Summer Games this time around. There's a lot of stuff that I don't understand what's happening because I haven't had the primer from the person who actually learned what handball is actually all about.
I mean, but do you really need it?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's like curling. Like, curling is actually not great to watch, but curling is awesome to watch. Yeah. But, like, if you had to be a fan of curling, that is boring. It would be a real drag. But if you see highlights of curling and, like, that Russian chick yelling, sweep, as she's, like, looking hot and trying to tell the guy to sweep or whatever, like, that's pretty cool. And I only need those, like, 4 to 71 seconds for that or whatever. So, like, I saw the... Did you guys see the judo competition where the lady hadn't lost in like 6 years and then she got beaten and she like had a full on like pretty embarrassing meltdown, like like screaming her head off after losing what should have been another gold medal for her. And like they're Japanese, and so like I'm so embarrassed for the coach who like doesn't know how to like comfort somebody because he has no heart. And so he's just he's like, it makes me feel like when my dad died and my then wife was like, oh, that's too bad. I have to touch you. That's what I thought watching it, at least. I'm projecting a little bit, I understand. But these weird moments happen that I have no idea and I would have never caught otherwise. And last Olympics, I tried to go like onto the, you know, the Peacock app and be like, okay, well, I'll go watch the highlights from that or this or whatever. Nah. It just has to be served to me in an algorithm in like very short bits.
Yeah. My favorite part about the streaming aspect of it this time around is there's actually what's called an international camera or something like that. So you don't have to focus on the Americans and wait for like 6 or 7 minutes while a score comes up or something like that. In the gymnastics room, there's like 8 events going on at the same time. So it goes from event to event to event to event to event. So it's just like kind of speed streaming, I guess, the Olympic event. So you're not, it's feeding you in the much shorter attention span that we all have now.
That's awesome.
Not quite TikTok level, but yeah.
Can I tell you guys about an event that did not translate very well to television?
Yeah.
Was trap shooting.
Cool.
They, like, you feel like, first of all, you think that... Oh man, that's a I was about to make a very tasteless joke. You would think, like, with the amount of technology that exists for gender reveals these days, that they would be able to make...
Are you still going there? Or I didn't...
No. They should make these clay pigeons explode in magnificent color every time they shoot them. But
absolutely.
On television, every single time they get shot, you're like, I don't know if he...
They just broke a fine china plate. That's it.
Yeah. Also would think that, like, the Americans would be good at all of that, those ones.
They're not children, like, that they're throwing in the air. It's
spray indiscriminately.
Yeah.
Dude, come
on. He's using a shotgun, not a AK.
I want there to be something inside of the pigeons, the clay pigeons that they're shooting, the traps or
real
whatever.
Pigeons. Real pigeons.
And then that dog that's like, when you miss. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Now, I want there to be some sort of sound that goes off. Like if you had like some sort of like, if it like a chemical reaction that created a high pitched noise or whatever. Like, oh yeah. Or whatever. Every time Oh, you hit two.
Every time you hit it, it's a boing.
Exactly.
I don't have that one.
Of the week.
Of the week.
Okay, here's a question. I have a question of the week for you guys. Which thank you. Which Olympic sport would be made more fun with horses?
Parallel parking.
That's not a
guess on Olympic sport.
Oh. Name a sport that wouldn't be better on horses. Basketball? Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's actually a very
good
point.
On a horse? On a horse?
Did you see that dude that was like Pocket Gregor? Doing the pommel horse from the men's gymnastics team.
So that's what I'm getting to is Steve. His name is Steve, but on the internet he got his claim to fame as pommel horse guy. And pommel, I'm trying to say it right, pommel horse guy. And what he did is he was part of the team competition, and he had to sit around for like 2 3/4 hours before his competition. And so the whole time they'd be like, pommel horse guy coming up in 2 hours
like
and 10 minutes.
Discipline, right? He was only there
thing,
for the one. Yeah.
And he's the stud about it, okay?
Oh my God. It was amazing.
I 0% care about this guy at all except for two things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 0%, obviously. But if it weren't for these two things, I would 0% care about this guy. One, he takes his nerd Rivers Cuomo's glasses off, and he just kind of tucks them into the giant bowl where all the chalk is kept. He just kind of like loops it in there and leaves them there while he goes to compete, which I think is, that's like real human stuff. That's not like coach takes my glasses and they're like, there's not a plan in place there. He's just like, that'll be fine. And then he goes and kills it or whatever.
Yeah.
And two, in his free time to take his mind off things, he's a speed cuber. Of
he might
Rubik's
as well.
Cubes.
Competitive.
He solves Rubik's Cubes, and in the lead up to yesterday's event, he posted a sub-10-second Rubik's Cube solve.
Now, insane.
I've been solving Rubik's Cubes for a decade. Sure, I took like 7 years off in there or whatever, but the fastest I've ever gotten was like 17 seconds, and that was on a fluke, like on a skip. Now, if I would have started when I was younger, maybe reaction time is better. Maybe if I was like less dumb about the way that Rubik's Cubes go. My brain doesn't really work well for it. I have to really, 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 really commit to it to get fast. But like, for the world, I could solve a cube in about 20-something seconds. That's incredible, I think. For a Rubik's Cube room, I'm the slow, hilarious old guy. And I'm being generous by saying hilarious, okay?
Like, would Rubik's Cubes competitions be made better with horses?
Of course they would, Brandon.
Okay, all right, cool.
How
the horse is doing the Rubik's Cubes?
In its mouth? So, dude, just imagine being dude who is like the guy who has the countdown clock on the screen for when he's going to compete at Rubik's Cube. No, at pommel horse. Imagine that. Going sub 10 on a Rubik's Cube isn't even your best thing. Like, that's not even your, like, show-off thing. You're like, oh, that's just a thing I do for fun. Now all, like, that must be terrifying to other people that you're going up against.
I can't even imagine just, like, looking over, and there's a dude who's about to compete in the Olympics. The one thing that he's there to do, the only discipline he's there to do, and he is just so chill about it. He's just over there just fondling a Rubik's Cube, just like going to town on it, and just like, boom, solved. And he's like, well, yeah, whatever, I don't care.
Do you think that you end up as the pommel horse guy the same way that you end up as the goalkeeper in soccer? Is like, you go out and when you're a kid and you try to do the rest of the soccer things, like, I'm gonna go shoot and score and pass, and they're like, you're really not very good at this, go stand over there. And then you're like, oh, I could actually do the standing part really well. And then you get really good at that. Like, he tried everything else, and they were like, we really need somebody to do pommel horse, can you go just do that for a bit while we all go do the cool like backflips and stuff? And he was like, yeah, I guess so. And he just spent a bunch of time over there on the pommel horse, and then they looked over and they're like, oh, you're actually like decent, sorry, you're actually like good at this now. And then that's why that's the only thing he does.
Yeah,
he's the goalkeeper of gymnastics.
He's the gatekeeper of gymnastics. No one else will ride the pommel horse. Ride the pony. Let's go. Also, they should definitely call it the pony, by the way, if they're going to...
Yeah, yeah.
I could see a bunch of, like, nerdy gymnastics guys. You about to go hit the pony? Like, yes, I am.
Now, Other great.
Stop trying to make Paul Morris cool.
Gravy in the gravy in the chat saying other Olympic sports with horses. Water polo on horses is. I just got done listening to Lonesome Dove, and they have to go across a lot of rivers, and horses apparently swim because of course. But like sometimes the river's a little too rushing or a little too deep, and the horses start swimming, and you just stay on their back and go across. So yeah, why not water polo on horses or.
Horse actual luge? Polo in water.
Literal water polo.
What about that single oar canoe event? Have you guys watched any of that?
Where you like paddle one side and then the other side.
And then they have to like go around the rapids and get their head between those.
But you're on a horse.
I'm from Florida. That was my youth. Yeah.
Yeah, and like there's like, I mean, yeah, obviously the winter games is more interesting because a horse on ice just doesn't make sense. But like, you know, the ski jump on a horse is like pretty f-ing cool.
That would be amazing.
Just a flying horse, especially when you don't land it. Oh.
Oh, gosh.
That is a scene.
And the horse wearing those little horsey mittens. Or like, I'm thinking of the dog mittens. Never mind. But I just think it would be funny watching him trying to run in the snow with those little floppy mittens.
How about if the horses were the clay pigeons?
Or the horses are shooting at us.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah,
a bobsled, but it's four horses and four dudes.
Yes. Hey, why don't we have log flume as an event? That's basically like bobsled if the ice melts.
What's the skill? You're like, yay!
Yeah. I want to just do log flume, like the summer version of bobsled. I want to log flume.
Whoever, everyone wins gold. It's for the millennials.
That's my favorite event.
Okay, well, we would love to know what Olympic sports or sports in general would be, without anyone else chiming in, please, let's let the listeners chime in at this point. What other sports would be great if you added horses to them? At nerdtalkplus.com. Nerdtalkplus.com is our website, also to find all of our socials, as we've said, like 100 times. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, dudes, this is tough. I don't know. I don't really know what to say about this. From IFLScience.com, not having enough sex may have deadly consequences. Oh, whoa.
Whoa.
I mean, I'm going to leave it at that because I could make a bunch of jokes that aren't appropriate right now, but I won't. Not having enough sex may have deadly consequences, which should be alarming enough. But then the follow-up is, the average person gets it on about 52 times a year. Let me tell you what made me not want to click through and read the story. I don't care at all about the consequences. I went straight from consequences to rageful jealousy. And
that's average.
So, secondary question of the week.
Of the week.
How many times a year are you getting it done? Curious to know. I was seeing a lady for a few minutes there, and she was, I think that she would have preferred to never leave her house just to keep going, just over and over. I am a weak, soft, like,
the human
man.
Bruise.
Yeah, the human bruise cannot. And so I started thinking about it. I'm like, 52 times a year, that's once a week? I'm 44 years old. that'd be pretty badass. I think I could, like, totally deal with that. Or maybe, like, 3 times 1 week, and then I could just get lost doing something like I do for a few weeks, and then come back and be like, hey, I'm back! Like, it was crazy. I got 1 second faster at Rubik's Cube, so... So my question of the week is, what's the sweet spot for you? And no judgment, because I was talking to one of my friends, and she was like, 3 times a day would be perfect for me. And I was like... We are not compatible because I could never, the body is, or no, the mind is willing, but the body is fleshy and whatever, the
yes.
Futurama.
But sorry, not fleshy in the cool way, like fleshy in the gross way.
But like, what's your sweet spot if you could have the ideal number of doing it per, I guess, I don't know how to best do this because per year doesn't make any sense, but like... Per week, per month, per what's your sweet spot?
Well, if I'm in a relationship, it's
let's
if you're
let
talking in someone's
horny,
dreams,
yeah, let's let
I'm
the voice of horny weigh in.
Yeah. Here, allow the voice of horny to expound upon your dirty sleep. So anyway, yeah, if I'm in a relationship, I eat somewhere around like 3 to 5 times a week.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm yeah, it's.
That seems totally
reasonable.
I don't
like the looks that I'm getting from Brandon or otherwise. But.
As somebody who is in a relationship, that seems optimistic.
Well, when I was in a relationship, it was it's generally, you know, about 3 times a week is, you know, that's if you got stuff to do, you got chores and whatnot, stuff gets in the way. But like if that's if you're living together. If you're not living together, for some reason, it seems more frequent
30 times
than
that. A week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gravy says 5 times a week. There's something that I know about myself and that I have never been somebody who is, I'm not looking for 5 times a week. But that's, again, this is all just conversation. It's twice a week. Brandon signaled twice a week by doing the peace sign and his Apple computer... made balloons go up, and so there we go.
Apparently, it's the correct answer
for you, at least, right? Brandon and I are going to have sex twice a week. It's going to be perfect
together
with each other.
Yeah, 5 times. It's just like, well, okay. Let's be more real than that. If someone wants to poke me in the middle of the night, be like, "Wake up, we're doing it," and then I'm like, "Whoop, I'm done. Good night." Yeah. 6, yeah. 12, 42 times a week, whatever you
yeah,
need.
Exactly. I'm not okay talking about like planned out. I'm not talking about these couples in crisis who have to schedule sex dates and stuff like that. I'm talking about just like
stop. You've landed too close to home for one member of the pod.
Sorry, everyone here.
No, but that's not what I mean either. I don't mean like it doesn't like it's the idea that I think it's a lot easier to satisfy a man than a woman most times. And so if it's one-sided, if I get to be like a jerk about it, then like, yeah, let's go all the time. But if I'm going to put in my effort too, then it's like, it's probably less than that because it's a lot of work.
See, I'm kind of the opposite of that. I actually would rather, well, I mean, before we get too graphic into everything here, I would rather put in the work than receive the work. That's just me though.
Well, like I'm not saying that I don't want to put in the work, but I'm saying if I'm going to put in the work, I want twice a week.
Yeah.
I'm saying that if I'm going to put in the work, I don't want to do 11 times a week because it's exhausting.
Apparently, just putting this out as an appeal for any single Northern Welsh farmers.
Any single Northern Welsh farmers who like the sounds of cows peeing in the morning.
Love it.
I like putting in the work, if you know what I mean.
3-to-1 ratio. That's all I'm saying. 3-to-1.
I feel like it's a time commitment, and for me, twice a week, it feels like I guess maybe it's the
it's 100 times a year, bro.
With kids,
that sounds awesome.
Not with kids,
with
first
kids.
Of all. Let me
come on, kids, clarify. Come on in.
Not with kids, but I'm just
let
saying, as a person
watch.
Who has kids.
As a person who stole some children
I'm
off the side of the
tired.
Road.
I am tired all the time. And like, I get into bed and there's sometimes where like the mind is willing and you're just like, no. Like I am just so physically exhausted that even if I want it, like even if I wanted to, I couldn't, you know? And that's where twice a week feels manageable.
Gravy, if he had sex five times a week, that would be 250 times a year. Kudos. That sounds
good for you, buddy.
That's
me. Was in the Navy. He was kind of geared up for this. $25,000.
Oh no, that's only if it's by yourself.
Sorry. Yeah. Or if you use your soft hands on another man to completion.
Yes. Be $50,000.
$50,000.
That's a good living. It's good living.
Yeah. Two at once. Oh man.
100K. Two.
You should aim those a different direction, Gravy.
I was.
There he goes again with the balloons.
Let me just mark that so I can just get that clip on its own. That's really important, I think, that we get that to share with everybody.
Oh, that's great.
Everyone, buy a house from Brandon. Let me show you why he's fun. He's a real partner. Okay, well, I know what you guys are thinking. Where do I get robot pants? I've got you. Don't worry, okay? Yeah, it's about time that you guys get yourself a pair of robot pants. Listen, I'm just going to lead up front with what the cost is, okay? It's cost prohibitive for sure for, I think, just about all of us. $5,000. But the pants will help do the walking for you, okay?
Oh, yeah. So,
Worth it.
Arc'teryx. Is that how you say that? Arc'teryx? Is that how you say
Yeah, Arc'teryx, that? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They have a pant. They collaborated with a kind of a robotics mobility company called Skip, and they're building in knee braces into the pants, and they go along the inside and outside of your knee. They're a strip, and they do the bending, and they control the motion for you. So as you go hiking, every time you take a step, as you go up or downhill, I think downhill's even harder, the robot legs, the robot inserts into these pants help to send your leg in the correct trajectory and to help keep you from stomping too much, so that way it better handles all the pressure and the damage you would be doing to your joints and feet.
Why just hiking pants?
Makes it sound like it can't help. It's going to keep you from stopping, so you're going to be walking down the trail and you're going to get down to the bottom or to the top, and they're going to be like, no, you must continue.
Keep going. Here's your perfect step.
No.
Sydney Sweeney's boobs.
So that... Yeah. There's a couple issues that the total set is there's two pieces for each leg plus the pants plus a battery pack that you wear above your butt. Stop staring at my butt. Eyes are up here, ladies.
A buttery pack.
Staring at my battery pack, babe.
It writes itself. And it's about 7 to 8 pounds that you would be carrying with you up and down if it weren't carrying its weight. Okay, fine. The battery life on it, though, 3 hours. I got to tell you, that's more than I want to hike, but a lot of people I know that are hiking are going for like a 9-mile hike, which takes all day. So what, you're just going to lug around an extra 7 pounds? Like through hikers, like professional hikers and stuff like that, they argue over a matter of ounces in a sleeping bag or a, you know, coffee maker or whatever. These are like little details that all add up in your 50-pound pack. Like, you'd be better off just getting a very large helium balloon and just letting it hold your bag up a little bit for you as you go up and down, so it's not as heavy. Like, it seems like a lot.
Yeah, I'm not exactly hiking up a mountain, so I don't know, or I don't particularly care one way or another. I would like that for, like, you know, if I'm stuck walking around the mall. I mean, or if I'm going to an amusement park that I don't particularly want to be at.
Kennedy Space Center.
Going to Kennedy Space Center. That was fun. I stole a lunar rover. I just rode around on that thing the rest of the day.
Lunar rover.
Yes.
He's a real rascal, that guy.
Yeah. Pretty jazzy.
It does feel like the pants are not made for the people who are arguing over an ounce here or there, maybe made like I'm picturing like old person who wants. Guys, I need some. Hold on.
No one can see it. I'm hitting my Vicks stick. See, you get the Vicks bottle. Brandon goes straight to marker.
That's the way to do it. I hope it's the toxic kind too.
Tomorrow when we see Brandon, he's what is that? Is that whiteout?
It's a whiteout.
How do you own whiteout? It is the year 2024. Who
do you have a typewriter?
Are you trying to clean up Spokane or something? Like what is like
won't take very much but one bottle.
I was getting too tan.
Yes, that's what I meant. Yeah, they're the mountain goats, by the way. Gervin just posted a picture of it in the chat. It's they're the Mogo, or that's short for mountain goat or whatever. But
you know, when you first started talking about this, I was thinking about they were showing during the Olympics coverage the one of the Paralympians from France who was going to be a torchbearer. He was a torchbearer, and he had like a full
on
like
set him on fire, pushed him down some stairs. It was so good.
It was so great, and he ended up in the hot air balloon.
Instead of being instead of being a paraplegic, now quadriplegic and burning.
There you go. Really... It looked like they put him in a spacesuit that had like one of those extra vehicular movement things that just like moved his legs and walked for him.
Dude, it was
give him a horse.
Set it on fire.
Send it to IKEA.
Now, to be fair, what Siege is talking about, that we can't let him finish or whatever, it was an exoskeleton suit that the person wore to be able to walk in the torch bearing, which at one of the final stages of bringing the Olympic flame to Paris was this person in the suit. And it wasn't like particularly quick, but it wasn't also painfully slow. The person could like robotically walk sort of like a slower RoboCop as the machine helped move their legs and hips to be able to get around. And it's like, that type, seeing that in action is like, feels like it could probably be really powerful. I stopped short of doing this because I don't want to, because in real life, jokes aside, in the actual world, not the Nerd Talk Plus universe that we live in, like I try to be a good person. And I know a guy who's in a band who is a paraplegic, and I wanted to reach out to him and be like, does this like make you think in your lifetime you might get back what you lost? Like, is there like, is there optimism for this? Do you have to just say like, no, I don't need that because I accept what I, what I, the hand I've been dealt? Or is it something that could be cool to like be able to go back to some semblance of your old life? I don't know that we're good enough friends to me for me to be able to like bring that up, especially now 2 weeks later. But like, I wonder how people respond to that, how they feel about that.
Question of the week. No, I feel like the way I go,
and
is,
we'll be right back.
The way I go is, will if that is what we're about to, if we are able to make like these awesome exoskeletons in 2024 that like help this guy walk better, but not amazingly, right? Like it's not
he's no robot dog, like completely from Boston Dynamics.
Yeah,
exactly. But in 10 years or less, maybe, will the Paralympics be way doper than the real Olympics?
Dude.
Because like they're gonna have ridiculously awesome exoskeletons,
robot horses.
Way it's gonna be crazier so cool. Stuff.
Robot like, centaurs.
Paralympic basketball, they're able to like dunk on a 30-foot net or whatever.
And it's like jetpacks. What do you call it when something like automatically makes it the go head up,
like the gyroscope? Like the,
As they're falling back to Earth, it like flips them automatically so they don't like re-break their necks.
Yeah.
We call that kitty cat balance.
The cyborg Olympics. We got to figure out how to shorten that gravy.
This sounds way better.
Cyberlympics.
Cyborg Olympics. That sounds like where they have sex. Like
Olympborgs.
I'm here for it.
Cyberlympics. That does just sound like a
like age, sex, location.
Wow. You know, I can only imagine the amount of people listening to this who have no idea what that means.
I don't think they could all burn in hell. I don't care.
It's like that video you sent us about who's old.
Damn.
I don't mean that about anyone who's listening. I love you all. Like, thank you so much. Because honestly, let's take a second to just not appreciate the people that listen. I only do this because I get to giggle with the other people in this chat right now. The people that find this and listen to it are just this wonderful bonus that is fantastic. It makes it even better. But like, even if we just got on here and just, it would be way, way worse if we didn't record this.
If you think we're unfiltered now,
if we knew there were no Northern Welsh farmers listening.
Yeah. Also, join the show. Come on in, farmer.
Yes.
We want to see that cow pee. No, we don't. I'm joking.
Or do we?
Okay, see, this one's for you, buddy. A bunch of sharp-nosed sharks have tested positive for cocaine. They're going to be excluded from the Tour de France next year for doping, unfortunately, Brandon. I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah, bummer.
Sharks on bikes.
It's not a shark cartel, okay?
That's sharks on horses.
What it is. It's not sharks.
Horses on sharks.
Ooh, imagine that centaur.
Oh,
that kind wow. Of a shark horse? How does that work?
It's like, what's the shark guy? It's going to be like
underwater, like a periscope head.
The shark guy in Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
But on a horse.
I'm thinking, wow, I'm going way back to like the Hanna-Barbera cartoons right now. Where what was that guy's name? Shark. Yeah, kind of like Grape Ape, but it was the shark version of that. Where they were on the dune buggy. God, I can't remember anything. Oh, Gravy's going to have to look it up. Brandon, just draw it for me.
I'm about to draw a shark tar.
Yes.
Sounds like a guitar that's a shark.
Shark tar.
I feel like that was half of the 80s guitars anyway.
The shark tar. Jabberjaw.
Jabberjaw. Jabberjaw.
The only person who will not play the shark tar, Seal.
Hey now.
He really wails.
Welcome to Siege.
I'm gonna go now.
Usually we leave those jokes for me, man. That's
I know. I'm sorry. How
dare you bring yourself down to my level? That's
I love it here. It's my favorite spot. That's why I'm on the show.
So what they think is sometimes these drug shipments get lost. You know, like when policia show up and they abandon them, and then sharks somehow get. You know, messed up in that, and then they test for shark or for cocaine, not for shark.
Listen, I can
sharks
tell you exactly
positive for
you are positive for shark.
Yeah, you're definitely positive for shark. Got more shark in my
Jabberjaw's
blood.
Jabberjaw's a pretty positive shark. It's good.
Yeah. Why do you think? He was on cocaine. So anyway, the way that this happens, or at least here in Miami versus, I don't know necessarily the way that it happens in Brazil, but here in Miami, what happens is people will drop stuff in the ocean offshore, very tightly wrapped, very floating. And it's often called a square grouper, which I know I've made you guys look up before. So people who are out there fishing or happen to be in the drop zone or whatever with their families will sometimes come upon a square grouper, which just looks like a giant brown package floating in the ocean. But because they're floating out there and they actually look like seals and fish and other sea life, sharks will attack them and eat them and get blazed.
Oh. Can you imagine both how confusing and awesome that would be if you were like, I'm going to get you, square grouper, and then you were like, whoa, oh, dude, I'm going to eat so much now.
Oh, my God. I want to see some of those sharks and how they act, because they're already kind of wilding out, but...
It's got to be awful. Like, animals don't have any concept of cocaine. Like, they're still, like...
True.
I definitely want to see... cocaine bear versus cocaine shark, you know,
yes.
sequel film or something like that.
I want to see Cocaine NATO.
Oh, I want one of those piranha that one chick's going to marry. Victoria. I want to see one of them piranhas all hopped up on shark cocaine.
Human teeth piranha.
When we first met, you weren't like this. Now you've got a problem. Cocaine piranha.
Just rubbing its gums.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
I got this great idea for a business. You're like, all right. It's a comedy club, restaurant, gaming facility. It's going to be perfect.
It's going to be great. We're going to make so much money. All I need is you to give me $50,000.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
Now look at the chat. Everyone open the chat and look at the chat, because Gravy posted the best possible picture of the... of a shark horn.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it is missing the fin. Brandon added a fin to his, but this one has a beautiful flowing tail. The shark is on land somehow.
The coloring is incredible.
Yeah. Oh,
guys, as I always like to bring up anytime sharks come up in any kind of conversation, because I have to be this person, sharks have been around longer than trees.
That's right.
Sharks.
They're also from space.
Longer, than trees.
Just like octopus. Also, so, natural to Earth.
Probably just like all life on Earth. Possibly. I don't know. Yeah. Brandon has a look. I don't know what the...
I don't know why Brandon's horse is...
Disgusted by shark tar.
I don't know why Brandon's horses somehow like have shorter legs, like they're Clydesdales or something. So they almost look like pigs.
I was running out of space at the bottom of the board. So I just shorten
the legs.
It's like when you write big names on it, like big words on a sign, and then you start to run out of space at the end. So it's like that was me, but the horse started really low on the board, so the legs just ended up really tiny.
Let's change his tail to a little curly tail.
It's what I miss about my kid getting a little bit older short now. Pig. Is that he didn't care at all. He would just like draw, and like he would write any word and just start another line and keep going. He had no care about it. Now he's so uptight, like Brandon, about these things where it's like, oh, ran out of room. Oh no. Gervin just sent us a thing that said you could actually get the shorts on. So wait, hold on. That wasn't an AI thing that you generated, dude. You just like Googled it, and that's something someone had already done.
Randimals? Oh, animal figurine, toy horse, and shark hybrid.
I feel like I probably am not allowed to steal that picture and use it for the cover art for this week, but I feel like I'm also going to do that anyway. Maybe Meta AI will generate one for us and that'll be fine or whatever. I don't know. Weird.
Wow.
Meta AI, give us Jabberjaw with horse legs.
Dude, this just makes me realize that what I want to do now is my kid has a bunch of like toy animals from different gifts and things like that, and so now he can identify, like, even though he probably hasn't seen any of these animals in like even a video that we've shown him, he'll be like, that's a cheetah, and like, that's a whatever, like
that's a turkey
orca. That's a turkey. Yeah, he's seen turkeys.
That's a brown angel.
That's a brown angel.
Brandon's
but
version.
Then I want to start showing him like having these plastic randomals, apparently, or whatever that is, like the shark tar, and be like, Stone, what is this? And be like, that's a shark tar. And then he's gonna be like, Dad, where do shark tars live? I'm gonna just pretend
South
like
America.
They're real.
Dude, he's gonna say like
just off the coast of Rio de Janeiro.
Have you ever heard of Johannesburg? They live in Africa, obviously.
Say where a former Sounders owner would have said, from one of the cocaine exporting countries.
Yeah.
We miss his money, but boy, is he a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to say, like, if you want to lie to kids, you just got to say something like Gondwana, which is one of the two land masses before the Earth, you know, between Pangaea and what we are now. It was like Laurasia and Gondwana were the two continents. Just say that, and then they'll
I
be like,
say
oh.
Hoboken.
Or New Jersey, yeah.
Anywhere in New Jersey sounds about right.
Your kid is like 19 and like, I'm going to New Jersey. Hey, where do you guys keep your shorts? And everyone's like, what are you talking about?
Like, you know, your shark tar? Sir.
Oh, Bob down at Guitar World has one of those. Yeah, you should go talk to him.
Yeah. Why
Where's
you,
the Randable Zoo?
In his cover letter for his application to Princeton, they say, why do you want to go here? Well, I've heard there's shorses in Jersey.
Lying to kids in this way is my favorite. It's like Same. Lying to anybody in this way is my favorite. I'm not very good at it, but like my kid still says Lello because he like had a little speech impediment with yellow, and he still says Lello, and I'm like, yep, Lello, you got it. Like,
that's right.
I don't care how beat up you get because of this. It is hilarious. Like, it is worth it. It's very cute is what it actually is. Yeah. But lying to kids and making them think that things are harmlessly real is amazing.
My favorite thing with children is lying for no reason whatsoever. Mm. Like, if people they ask you, like, what's that? Like,
this is your actual mom.
Yes.
That's a couch.
Is that Cindy Sweetie?
And that is why I'm running for Vice President of the United States of America.
There you go.
Like, okay. I've got this one scar on my
was
leg.
Is that your horny voice again?
No. That was my presidential voice.
Someone in their sleep just came.
Sorry, yeah. They just paused the episode. Welcome back.
It's not how pause works, but... All right, well, sorry, Brandon.
We're going to have to do a sleep study.
Oh, I love a sleep study. Let me tell you.
This would be a good one.
Guys, I went to Chicago over the weekend, and I took my CPAP machine with me. It was awesome.
Wow.
I was
like, Did you wear it on the plane? That would have been amazing.
I wish now. I'm not even asleep. I'm just like, yep, just getting good air. Yeah,
just like looking at everybody panicked with the CPAP on.
Shout out to John Manley.
the oxygen dummy. will fall from the ceiling. No, not I brought my own.
R.I.P. and Pepper.
That dummy is gonna. He said he would help me build my own Darth Vader mask to connect to my CPAP machine, so that way, when I meet new women, they come over. I'm like, okay, well, good night.
You also have to start sleeping in the bath. They call it your back to tank.
I'm in.
Your bath to tank.
My swamp bath. Cooler.
All right, guys. Well, I think it's time. I think it's Guinness time.
Yeah. Yes.
How
we
much?
Need, we really need a. We need a sound effect for Guinness time.
Yeah.
Karate.
There you go.
Oh, horse karate.
Oh.
Sorry. I probably took that from a listener. Sorry.
No, that was worth it, Brandon. I was just trying to not let us riff, because if we riff, we'll get 91 of them, and then we'll get there.
Every Olympic sport. Can you imagine all the boats floating down the Seine, and one of them's just full of horses?
What's that flag look like? That's what I want to know.
Oh, that's fair. Oh, yeah. All right, so... You guys like to start a morning sometimes with a nice bowl of oatmeal, especially if you're a horse. You're
that's like, what you call it, yeah.
I don't. That is porridge is the other option, I suppose. I don't. How much porridge could you eat in 1 minute? There's no way to like. How many?
1 minute of porridge.
1 minute of porridge.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking
all
about.
All right. Wait, so do you have to do this next episode, or can we have a couple weeks before to get prepared?
No, it has to be immediately. I can, okay. Dude, you don't understand. I could do so much porridge. Okay, so I'm queso. I can also do queso.
1 minute of queso.
1 minute of queso.
1 minute of queso porridge.
All right, so they list it two ways. They list it in grams and in ounces, and so is that. Are liquid ounces and...
We
solid
do fluid ounces.
Ounces. Are fluid ounces and solid ounces approximately the same? Like, is it like close? I know that they're not exactly the same because you're supposed to use a measuring cup.
I don't know. I think we have a guy who can look this up, though.
I think you have a measure. I'm just stalling while he does.
Stoichiometry.
What's the stoichiometry on that?
Well, I think that like you use a measuring cup for solids and you use a scoop for solids and you use a measuring cup for liquids, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And they're roughly interchangeable, but not really.
They should measure it in bowls. Like, that's how many bowls of porridge could you eat in a minute?
Yeah.
Those bowls are different sizes, though.
But if it was like, if there's 8 ounces to a bowl or whatever.
Yeah, true.
Let's see. Whoa,
in a minute?
The weight in ounces is equal to the volume in fluid ounces multiplied by 1.04. So, yeah, let's just say
okay,
it's
so
approximately
really close. Yeah, okay.
Okay. So, I think a cup of, stuff is 8 ounces or whatever, and how many cups do you think you could eat in how many cups could you eat of porridge or oatmeal in 1 minute?
If I'm doing oatmeal and I'm going with like you know the
wait,
classic
a cup is four?
Mix-up.
Wait, is a cup 4 ounces?
No,
is
cup's
it?
8 ounces.
Cup is 8 ounces.
Yeah,
thank
a cup
you.
Is eight. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if I'm going classic maple brown sugar mixed with cinnamon spice, which is my go-to. Probably a good 24 to 36 if I'm horny.
Ounces.
Cups?
Ounces.
Ounces. Ounces, not cups.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
I was just saying the same. I was just saying three. I think I could do 3.5 because I feel like every time I eat oatmeal, you get to like a point when you're halfway done with the bowl and you're just like, whew. This
yeah,
is a
you
lot
get
the, of fiber.
That,
yeah, it's the part
like
where it turns
sweat.
To cement.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like starting
I'm gonna say three. Three cups.
Three cups. Gravy also says three cups. Siege says, what was it you said?
Like six? Three to, wait, I don't know.
You said 24 to 30?
24 to 36.
That's how many we could do. That's what you're saying, how many we could
the
do.
The most porridge oatmeal eaten in 1 minute is Johannesburg eating 35.76 ounces. That is about
four cups.
Dog, I'm going for that.
One change?
In a minute?
In a minute, that's the
I got to find out how he prepared it, and if I can put a little half and half in it to make it extra creamy, because, you know, I like that, I like my oatmeal in a special way.
So, this is something that was like when I met my wife, she was very put off by this. I had an oatmeal glass, and, gravy here, can I use a straw? I had an oatmeal glass, and I would put my 2 packs of oatmeal into it, and then I would overfill it with milk, throw it into the microwave or whatever, and then stir that sucker up and boom, to the house, man. I could do that over and over. Yeah. Man. No big deal. Oatmeal glass. I would drink my oatmeal. It was awesome.
I can see that.
I don't like it.
I can see how it's a problem for you too.
No, I don't think I could do it, or I don't think it'd be that weird.
It's so
but
good.
I don't think I would. I think I would prefer it.
He prefers his jizz not lumpy. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
I like the feeling of that thick, frothy goodness.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Deep in my throat and stomach.
There's a guy who set a bunch of records recently in the kitchen, Brandon. And it was for his chopping.
Oh.
And I don't care for any of these. Thank you. I'm not interested in how many times or how many tomatoes, while blindfolded, you could cut into six pieces. I just, unless you accidentally lop a, you know,
we need a digit in there.
Yeah. I just, it's hard for me to really care. But what's the fastest
time? Raise the stakes.
How fast could you slice a bell pepper? Oh, he's the, what? That's not. Okay, we're going to move on because this one's really stupid. Most tandem push-ups done in 1 minute, where you're both doing push-ups, but your legs are stacked up on top of each other. So you don't have legs on the ground. You don't have feet touching the ground. You have intertwined legs, and you're both doing push-ups at the same time. How many push-ups?
So like, kind of like we're scissoring really tight.
I'm going to try to describe this for you. Well, I guess I could probably show it. Like, if you're doing a push-up, okay, and your legs go back, yeah, only the feet hook over the shoulders.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow, okay.
I don't know how you do it with the second person, because there's, like, a little bit of a...
I was going to say, you got to have, like, one skinny mini and one wide boy.
They look both similar. Brandon drew a picture of it.
It's got to be me and Brandon.
Yeah. I probably don't help in this situation.
Skinny mini and a wide boy.
It's like NHL hockey for... or ice hockey for Nintendo NES.
Yeah.
Each team of two needs one skinny mini and one wide boy.
In 1 minute.
Play wide boy for the Rangers.
In 1 minute. How many tandem push-ups can Mohammed and Mehdi do at once?
Oh, man. They sound skinny. So, like,
they do not sound, skinny is not the word that I would have used to say what they are. In a minute.
Wow. All we got to do is come up with weird ways to link our bodies together and do push-ups, and then we can get a record.
I was going to
say
Egyptian.
65
for Brandon.
Did I say 42 or something?
Sure. 42 okay. For Siege.
50... Gravy, how many push-ups can you do in a minute?
69.
Yes.
It depends on how far north he goes. If he gets to Canada, he can do 420. So he can do 80 in a minute. That's
okay.
50. You're okay, bad man.
Shut minute? Up, dork.
Why do you even need to do that many?
Okay, I'm upping it to 70 is what I'm saying for the wide
chain.
Boy and the skinny man.
Okay, fine. I'll yeah. Winning this round at 42 is Siege.
Whoa.
Because the record. Oh no, wait. I take that back. Gravy actually won it. It's not he that wasn't his guess. He said 55, I believe, was his 55. The winner is 57. Now, if you can do 80 in a minute and I can do 8 together, could we do 57 in a minute?
Can you just plank and let Gravy do the push-ups?
You have to be the bottom.
But yeah. but Greg would have to be able to plank for a minute.
No, I also can't plank
on his elbows. Do it on your elbows. You'll be fine.
I mean, I'll have to. Otherwise, the differential will be all over the place. Yeah.
Oh, breaking up the traditional positions of a skinny mini and a wide boy, we have a tally wally.
We have a tally wally.
And a wide boy.
I don't... Old planky Frankie over here.
And a planky Frankie.
Guys, how many cans of, let's just call it seltzer? Who makes the skin? Like, let's say, you guys know what a Celsius is or a Red Bull? How many Red Bull cans could you open in 1 minute? It has to have a ring pull, so like a typical.
So it's got to be like that little 12 ounce size or whatever, like the energy drink.
It's probably like the little 8 ounce size or something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Finger? Are they using their fingers or are they using like a thing?
Let me watch it again. Yeah, fingers.
Fingers. Ooh.
Fingers so, in a minute?
Like that. Yeah.
Ooh. They have any sort of special tape support around those fingers, or are they just raw dog?
No, it looks like raw dog fingers.
Oh,
man. I got those thick, beefy, muscular fingers, too.
Dude, I feel like that would be so bad for Greg's soft hands. I feel
Definitely. Yeah, you're not competing. You've got the money makers.
55.
Ooh, for me, probably closer to like, if I'm actually doing this, probably closer to like 36, 38. I got big ass.
Oh, my guess is the record. My guess is for the record. 55.
Oh, the record. Ooh. Yeah, those dudes probably like 62. I don't know.
What'd you say, Brandon?
55,
62, and Gravy says 94. Congratulations to Siege and also Andre Ortolf, or whatever his name is, from Germany.
Fake.
89 he could
what?
Do in 1 minute.
That is, oh, is he doing two at a time, maybe?
Yeah, that dude's got to be doing two at a time. He's like ambidextrous with skinny German
fingers. Do you have
people
helping him out? Do you have people helping him out?
No, they're all lined up. They were all lined up in rows, and he just grabs it, opens. Yeah, one after another.
Wow. Were there people drinking these when he was done? Or like, what was
I hope so, because it makes me thirsty watching it, honestly.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say.
I kind of want some of that.
LaCroix or whatever he is opening.
It looks like one of those San Pellegrinos, like the cool ones that are the tall ones. Oh, like, yeah. They're my favorite. Yummy. The blood orange is just so out of control. Yeah. I know, dude. Aren't they so good?
I love those.
Like, I can't buy them from Costco because they'll be gone in a day. Like, I can't.
This is making me so thirsty right now.
Yeah, me too.
Well, not for my, like, lame, stupid water. Like, I want, like...
No, water's some... dumb.
Is that hot dog water?
Stupid.
Gervin, put your stupid LaCroix away.
I can't stop looking at Gravy's background where, like, I understand that it's a water heater and it's got the
body
insulation. It definitely looks like a cow's body hanging from the ceiling.
A cow's body. Just specifically a cow's.
Yeah.
The way I'm biting my tongue today is phenomenal. Okay, guys, last one. Most tomatoes cut in 6 pieces in 1 minute while blindfolded. Ugh.
This is stupid.
I hate it. I hate it, and I hate that he gets credit for this, and he came up with it, and fine, you're a real, like...
In 6 pieces, so what is that, 2 cuts?
It's 3 cuts.
No, it'd be 4 pieces, 3 cuts.
Down the middle, twice lengthwise, or twice widthwise.
Yeah.
Widthwise. Man, you gotta turn it.
You go 1, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2.
I hate this.
Yeah, there, thank you, Brandon, for the diagram.
Oh, thank you. I don't know, 7?
7 for Siege.
1 minute.
Blindfolded.
11.
Gravy says 41.
Jesus.
This is why I hate this record. Are you ready? This is why I hate it. Most tomatoes cut in 1 minute while blindfolded into 6 pieces. 9.
That's dumb.
That's a dumb record. That's a dumb record.
It should be impressive if you're going to impress me. I'm unimpressed. Right.
What are we cutting up? What are we cutting up and getting records for?
Man. The dance
Our own
floor.
Fingers if we're blindfolded.
Yeah.
How many French toast sticks can you eat while blindfolded?
That was such a terrible way to go out, and I want to end on a positive to balance out all the terrible, so...
let's end on how good Musashi is, first of all.
Mawashi.
First of all, yeah, Mawashi. Brandon, this will be embarrassing, but I got a text message from Brandon yesterday, and it made my whole day that Brandon, for no reason, sent me a text to be like, I love this book. It made me feel like I recommended something to a friend who I was like, I think you're really going to like this, and he was like, you know what? I really liked it. It made me feel like I don't feel a lot of joy these days, and for that one moment, I was like, pretty joyful. Then I fell back asleep.
Nice. Oh, perfect.
Anyway.
Great book. I think I'm toward the end of it. I think I'm like, I've probably got like 12 hours of the audiobook left
that
at this point. So I'm in like
damn
the last.
Damn Kojiro. Anyway.
It's so good. You should listen to the audiobook. It's so good. There's so many. It is the perfect blend of this podcast because it's a book that I can that
there
yeah,
a lot
listen,
of porn in it.
Yeah. It's super horny.
Welcome a lot.
It's actually the least horny
Sucking
book.
Sucking the stormlight.
There is a it's a Japanese book, so their Czech Gregor is into it. It's and then the audiobook version of it, the sound effects that the guy who is reading it does, every time he does them, it makes me think of Siege. So he's not doing like the swooshes and the like when the swords, he's not like whoosh, wah. It, but it's more like the actual like noises that the dying samurai will make or something like that.
Yeah.
Where
I'm like, that's exactly it. That guy had his dick cut off.
I'm into it.
All right, let's end on a positive so to good. Balance out all the terrible things. Sean Gravy Gervin. Hello.
Hello. Well, the things we've learned this week, Greg will burn down a small country's power grid with AI searches for shark hybrids.
Yes, sure.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, that's
going to happen. Yeah. Brandon's going to invent some robot golf legs to wear his socks and sandals with.
Yes.
And get out there and somehow break 120. That's your score goal for this. Yeah. Siege, according to a recent study, you will die by snoo snoo.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm into it.
I'm going to see if the different colors of the expo smell different. They're not better.
Okay, that's it.
Do you believe that, like, we made, do you remember for a while the, they made these actually they smell like things?
They were scented ones. They still have those.
Yeah. They still make them. I order them all the time. Those markers that are like the different flavors. You got like the lime smell, for the green.
The way that they smell reminds me of how Tic Tacs taste.
Yes.
You know, it's like the orange ones. They're like, this isn't a real fruit flavor. There's something weird about this.
Yeah.
I feel the same
way
about
orange should be orange, but it tastes like chemical. I like chemical.
Yeah.
I sent you guys a screenshot of an article that when we were talking about curling, is a true fact that the Gervin family is responsible for the curling stones. And they come from Gervin. They come from Gervin, Scotland. It's a real thing. It's fun. If you go to the Gervin gift shop, which exists, you can buy miniature ones. It's a real place. I'll send you a picture of it.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Balls.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys. Well, I think it's time. I think it's Guinness time.
Yeah. Yes.
We really need a sound effect for Guinness time.
Yeah.
Karate.
There you go.
Oh, horse karate.
Oh.
Sorry. I probably took that from a listener. Sorry.
No, that was worth it, Brandon. I was just trying to not let us riff, because if we riff, we'll get 91 of them, and then we'll get there.
Every Olympic sport. Can you imagine all the boats floating down the Seine, and one of them's just full of horses?
What's that flag look like? That's what I want to know.
Oh, that's fair. Oh, yeah. All right, so... you guys like to start a morning sometimes with a nice bowl of oatmeal, especially if you're a horse.
That's what you call it, yeah.
I don't. That is porridge is the other option, I suppose. I don't, how much porridge could you eat in 1 minute? There's no way to, like. How many?
One minute of porridge.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
all
about.
All right. Wait, so do you have to do this next episode, or can we have a couple weeks before to get prepared?
No, it has to be immediately. Dude, you don't understand. I could do so much porridge. Okay, so I'm queso. I can also do queso.
1 minute of queso.
1 minute of queso.
1 minute of queso porridge.
All right, so they list it two ways. They list it in grams and in ounces, and so is that. Are liquid ounces and...
We do fluid ounces.
Are fluid ounces and solid ounces approximately the same? Like, is it like close? I know that they're not exactly the same because you're supposed to use a measuring cup.
I don't know. I think we have a guy who can look this up, though.
I think you have a measure. I'm just stalling while he does.
Stoichiometry.
What's the stoichiometry on that?
Well, I think that like you use a measuring cup for solids and you use a scoop for solids and you use a measuring cup for liquids, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And they're roughly interchangeable, but not really.
They should measure it in bowls. Like, that's how many bowls of porridge could you eat in a minute?
Those bowls are different sizes, though.
But if it was like, if there's 8 ounces to a bowl or whatever.
Yeah, true.
Let's see. Whoa, what? The weight in ounces is equal to the volume in fluid ounces multiplied by 1.04. So, yeah, let's just say it's approximately 1%.
Really close. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, I think a cup of stuff is 8 ounces or whatever. And how many cups do you think you could eat in how many cups could you eat of porridge or oatmeal in 1 minute?
If I'm doing oatmeal and I'm going with, like, you know, the classic cup is four? Mix-up.
Wait, is a cup 4 ounces?
No,
is
it?
Cup is 8 ounces.
Yeah, eight. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if I'm going classic maple brown sugar mixed with cinnamon spice, which is my go-to, probably a good 24 to 36 if I'm horny.
Ounces.
Cups.
Ounces.
Ounces, not cups. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
I was just saying the same. I was just saying three. I think I could do 3.5 because I feel like every time I eat oatmeal, you get to like a point when you're halfway done with the bowl and you're just like, whew. This is a lot of fiber.
It's the part like where it turns to cement.
Yeah.
It's like starting.
I'm gonna say three cups.
Three cups. Gravy also says three cups. Siege says, what was it? You said
I don't know.
You said 24 to 30.
24 to 36.
That's how many we could do. That's what you're saying. How many we could
the
do.
The most porridge oatmeal eaten in 1 minute is Johannesburg eating 35.76 ounces. That is about four cups.
Dog, I'm going for that.
One change.
In a minute?
In a minute. That's the
I gotta
thing.
Find out how he prepared it. And if I can put a little half and half in it to make it extra creamy, because, you know, I like that, I like my oatmeal in a special way.
So this is something that was like when I met my wife, she was very put off by this. I had an oatmeal glass and gravy here. Can I use a straw? I had an oatmeal glass and I would put my 2 packs of oatmeal into it and then I would overfill it with milk, throw it into the microwave or whatever, and then stir that sucker up and boom. To the house, man. I could do that over and over.
Yeah.
Man. No big deal. Oatmeal glass. I would drink my oatmeal. It was awesome.
I can see that.
I don't like it.
I can see how it's a problem for you too.
No, I don't think I could do it. Or I don't think it'd be that weird.
It's so
but
good.
I don't think I would. I think I would prefer it. He prefers
his jizz not lumpy. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
I like the feeling of that thick. Frothy goodness.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Deep in my throat and stomach.
There's a guy who set a bunch of records recently in the kitchen.
Brandon.
And it was for his chopping.
Oh.
And I don't care for any of these. Thank you. I'm not interested in how many times or how many tomatoes, while blindfolded, you could cut into 6 pieces. Unless you accidentally lop a, you know,
we need a digit in there.
Yeah. It's hard for me to really care, but what's the fastest
time? Raise the stakes.
How fast could you slice a bell pepper? Oh, we're going to move on because this one's really stupid. Most tandem push-ups done in 1 minute where you're both doing push-ups, but your legs are stacked up on top of each other. So you don't have legs on the ground. You don't have feet touching the ground. You have intertwined legs and you're both doing push-ups at the same time. How many push-ups?
So, like, kind of like we're scissoring really tight?
I'm going to try to describe this for you. Well, I guess I could probably show it. Like, if you're doing a push-up, okay, and your legs go back, only the feet hook over the shoulders.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow, okay.
I don't know how you do it with the second person, because there's, like, a little bit of a...
I was going to say, you got to have, like, one skinny mini and one wide boy.
They look both similar. Brandon drew a picture
gotta
of
be,
it.
It's got to be me and Brandon.
I probably don't help in this
situation. Skinny mini and a wide boy.
It's like NHL ice hockey for Nintendo NES.
Yeah.
Each team of two needs one skinny mini and one wide boy.
In one
play
minute.
Wide boy for the Rangers.
In 1 minute. How many tandem push-ups can Mohammed and Mehdi do at once?
Oh, man. They sound skinny. So, like,
they do not sound, skinny is not the word that I would have used to say what they are. In a minute.
Wow. All we got to do is come up with weird ways to link our bodies together and do push-ups, and then we can get a record.
I was going to say Egyptian.
65
for Brandon.
Did I say 42 or something?
Sure, 42 for Siege.
Gravy, how many push-ups can you do in a minute?
69.
Yes.
It depends on how far north he goes. If he gets to Canada, he can do 420. So that's, he can do 80 in a minute. That's stupid.
Okay.
50. You're okay, bad man.
Shut up, dork.
Why do you even need to do that many?
Okay, I'm upping it to 70 is what I'm saying for the wide
chain.
Boy and the skinny man.
Okay, fine. Winning this round at 42 is Siege.
Wow.
Because the record. Oh, no, wait. I take that back. Gravy actually won it. It's not he. That wasn't his guess. He said 55, I believe, was his 55. The winner is 57. Now, if you can do 80 in a minute and I can do 8 together, could we do 57 in a minute?
Can you just plank and let Gravy do the push-ups?
You could be the bottom.
But wait, but Greg would have to be
bottom.
Able to plank for a minute.
No, I also
if
can't
plank.
If you
do it on his elbows,
minute,
do it on your elbows. You'll be fine.
I mean, I'll have to. Otherwise, the differential will be all over the place.
Oh, breaking up the traditional positions of a skinny mini and a wide boy, we have a tally wally.
We have a tally wally.
And a wide boy.
I don't... Old Planky Frankie over here.
And a Planky Frankie.
Guys, how many cans of, let's just call it seltzer? Who makes the skit? Like, let's say, you guys know what a Celsius is or a Red Bull? How many Red Bull cans could you open in 1 minute? It has to have a ring pull, so like a typical.
So it's got
to
be like that little 12 ounce size or whatever, like the energy drink.
It's probably like
size.
The little 8 ounce size or something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Fingers? Are they using their fingers or are they using like a thing?
Let me watch it again. Yeah, fingers.
Fingers. Ooh.
Fingers in a minute?
Like that. Yeah.
Ooh. They have any sort of special tape support around those fingers? Or are they just raw dog?
No, it looks like raw dog fingers.
Oh,
man. I got those thick, beefy, muscular fingers, too.
Dude, I feel like that would be so bad for Greg's soft hands. I feel like...
Oh, I'm not competing.
Definitely. Yeah, you're not competing. You've got the money makers.
55.
Ooh, for me, probably closer to like... If I'm actually doing this, probably closer to like 36, 38. I got big ass.
Oh, my guess is the record. My guess is for the record. 55.
Oh, the record. Ooh. Yeah, those dudes probably like 62. I don't know.
What'd you say, Brandon?
55.
62, and Gravy says 94. Congratulations to Siege and also Andre Ortolf, or whatever his name is, from Germany.
Fake.
89 he could
what?
Do in 1 minute.
That is... Oh, is he doing two at a time, maybe?
Yeah, that dude's got to be doing two at a time. He's like ambidextrous with skinny German fingers.
Do you have
fingers.
People helping him out? Do you have people helping him out?
No, they were all lined up. They were all lined up in rows, and he just grabs it, opens. Yeah, one after another.
Wow. Were there people drinking these when he was done? Or like, what was
I hope
the...
so, because it makes me thirsty watching it, honestly.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say.
I kind of want some of that.
LaCroix or whatever he is opening.
It looks like one of those San Pellegrinos, like the cool ones that are the tall ones.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're my favorite.
Yummy.
The blood orange is just
so
out
good.
Of control.
Yeah.
I know, dude. Aren't they
so good? I love those.
Like, I can't buy them from Costco because they'll be gone in a day. Like, I can't.
This is making me so thirsty right now.
Yeah, me too.
Not for my, like, lame, stupid water. Like, I want, like...
No, water's dumb.
Is that hot dog water?
Stupid.
Gervin, put your stupid LaCroix away.
I can't stop looking at...
It's instead of
I can't stop
mousse.
Looking at Gravy's background where, like, I understand that it's a water heater and it's got the
it's
the
a body
insulation. It definitely looks like a cow's body hanging from the ceiling.
A cow's body. Just specifically a cow's.
Yeah.
The way I'm biting my tongue today is phenomenal. Okay, guys, last one. Most tomatoes cut in 6 pieces in 1 minute while blindfolded.
This is stupid.
It's I hate it. I hate it, and I hate that he gets credit for this, and he came up with it, and fine, you're a real, like.
In 6 pieces, so what is that, 2 cuts?
It's 3 cuts.
No, it'd be 4 pieces, 3 cuts.
Down the middle, twice lengthwise, or twice widthwise.
Yeah.
Widthwise. Man, you gotta turn it.
You go 1, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2.
I hate this.
Yeah, there, thank you, Brandon, for the diagram.
Oh, thank you. I don't know, 7?
7 for Siege.
1 minute.
Blindfolded.
11.
Gravy says 41.
Jesus.
This is why I hate this record. Are you ready? This is why I hate it. Most tomatoes cut in 1 minute while blindfolded into 6 pieces. 9.
That's a dumb record.
That's a dumb record.
Record. It should be impressive if you're going to impress me. I'm unimpressed.
All right. What are we cutting up? What are we cutting up and getting records for?
Man. The dance floor.
Our own
floor.
Fingers if we're blindfolded.
Yeah.
How many French toast sticks can you eat while blindfolded?
That was such a terrible way to go out, and I want to end on a positive to balance out all the terrible, so...
let's end on how good Musashi is, first of all.
Mwashi.
First of all, yeah, Mwashi. Brandon, yeah. this will be embarrassing, but I got a text message from Brandon yesterday, and it made my whole day that Brandon, for no reason, sent me a text to be like, I love this book. It made me feel like I recommended something to a friend who I was like, I think you're really going to like this. And he was like, you know what? I really liked it. It made me feel like I don't feel a lot of joy these days. And for that one moment, I was like, pretty joyful. Then I fell back asleep.
Nice. Oh, perfect.
Anyway.
Great book. I think I'm toward the end of it. I think I'm like, I probably got like 12 hours of the audiobook left at this point. So
God
I'm in like
damn
the last,
Kojiro. Anyway.
It's so good. You should listen to the audiobook. It's so good. There's so many. It is the perfect blend of this podcast because it's a book that I can that
there
yeah,
a lot
listen,
of porn in it.
Yeah. It's super horny.
Welcome a lot.
It's actually the least horny
sucking
book.
The Stormlight.
There is a it's a Japanese book, so there Czech Gregor is into it. It's and then the audiobook version of it, the sound effects that the guy who is reading it does every time he does them, it makes me think of Siege. So he's not doing like the swooshes and the like when the swords, he's not like whoosh, wah. But it's more like the actual like noises that the dying samurai will make or something like that.
Yeah. Where I'm like, that's exactly it. Yeah. That guy had his dick cut off.
I'm into it.
All right, let's end on a positive to balance out all the terrible things. Sean Gravy Gervin. Hello.
Hello. Well, the things we've learned this week, Greg will burn down a small country's power grid with AI searches for shark hybrids.
Yes.
That's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. Yeah. Brandon's going to invent some robot golf legs to wear his socks and sandals with and get out there and somehow break 120. That's your score goal for this. Yeah. Siege, according to a recent study, you will die by snoo snoo.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm into it.
I want to see if the different colors of the expo smell different. They're not that.
Okay, that's it.
Do you believe they made these smell like things?
They were scented ones. They still have them.
Yeah. They still make them. I order them all the time. Those markers that are like the different flavors. You got like
the
lime for the green.
The way that they smell reminds me of how Tic Tacs taste.
Yes.
You know, it's like the orange ones. They're like, this isn't a real fruit flavor. There's something weird about this.
Yeah.
I feel the same
it's
way
like,
about
orange should be orange, but it tastes like chemical. I like chemical.
Yeah.
I sent you guys a screenshot of an article that when we were talking about curling, is a true fact that the Gervin family is responsible for the curling stones. And they come from Girvan. They come from Girvan, Scotland. It's a real thing. It's fun. If you go to the Girvan gift shop, which exists, you can buy miniature ones. It's a real place. I'll send you a picture of it. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk,
yeah! Balls.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.